Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and let's get into this episode. This episode is going to be The Cisco Kid. Original air date is, well, we don't know. We don't know when this originally aired, so we're just going to go ahead and play it. Hope you enjoy. It could come from any time during all of Cisco Kid's history. And let's get into this episode. Original title is Vendetta of Vengeance. Hope you enjoy, and again, thanks for listening.
Here's adventure! Here's romance! Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West!
Cisco, the sheriff, he is getting closer!
This way, Pancho Vamano!
The Cisco Kid!
Amigos, this is the Cisco Kid. Ride with Pancho and me on this exciting adventure which we have called Vendetta of Vengeance. Billy Fleming was soon to be released from the territorial penitentiary. The salt to the wound was the fact that Billy's padre, Marshal Will Fleming, was the instrument of the law who had been responsible for Billy's apprehension and conviction. Billy hated his padre with a deep-rooted venom and swore revenge. This perturbed the good marshal profoundly. He sought counsel from two of his friends, Pancho and me.
When I arrested Billy, I was doing a job I'm paid for, Cisco.
I know, Marshal Will. It was very difficult for you to have to send your own son to jail.
Marshal Will Fleming paced back and forth like he plenty worried. The marshal not should blame himself that Senor Billy got mixed up in a company of bad hombres.
That he did, Pancho. And he was too stubborn to name any of those cattle rustlers before he went to jail.
Perhaps not entirely stubbornness, Marshal Will. Perhaps it was a mistaken sense of loyalty.
Well, might have been at that, Cisco. I always hammered away at being loyal when he was a kid. I had to be both father and mother to that boy. And if I made any mistakes, it was that I didn't whoop him enough.
No, Marshal. The trouble is that both you and Billy have hot tempers.
See, Marshal Willie got the bull head, and young Senor Billy, he got the same, just like his father.
Well, why in tarnation ain't he like me about keeping on the straight and narrow? That's what I always taught him. There's only one way, the right way.
There is only one right way, Marshal Will. But sometimes you cannot teach it. A young hombre has to find out for himself.
Well, if you think that...
Cisco Marshal loses his temper again. He pays back and forth again. Better we go.
By thunder, I'll be blasted if I... Oh, Pancho, I guess the reason I get so mad is I know you and Cisco are right.
What is past is past, amigo. Our concern is for the future. Now, what can we do to help you with Senor Billy now that he's getting out of jail?
See, Pancho want to help young Senor Billy, too.
Well... Billy gets out of jail tomorrow.
See?
And Leon tells me...
Who did say Leon, Senor Marshal?
Leon Snyder. He owns a bank here in Roswell. He's also the head of the Law and Order Committee.
What did Banker Snyder tell you, Marshal Will?
That Billy swore to gun me down the first time we meet.
Madre mia. It's bad that young senor should want to kill his padre.
But I am glad you sent for us, Marshal. Pancho and I will meet him when he is released.
Well, I was hoping you would, Cisco. That's what I was going to ask you to do. I don't want to have to kill my own son. Le
Now, what are you trying to stir up in this town?
What do you mean, Boyd?
Jake Thompson tells me you gave him a job to do.
That's right. I told him to spread the news that young Billy Fleming's getting out of jail tomorrow and that he's coming back to kill his own father.
Ain't we got enough trouble with Marshal Will Fleming without your adding to it?
Maybe by adding to the trouble, I'll put an end to it.
Oh.
By getting the marshal angry as a hornet.
Did Billy Fleming say he'd gunned down his father?
Not exactly. I said it for him.
You mean it's a lie from start to finish? Well, it's got Marshal Fleming as mad as a ruffled rooster in a rainstorm. Billy Fleming's not going to gunfight his old man.
Yes, he will. You're going to meet him when he's released from prison and tell him that his father let it be known that he'll kill Billy if Billy returns to Roswell.
I don't like it, Leon.
What don't you like about it, Boyd?
The marshal knows I'm behind the gambling in this town. He's looking for a chance to nab me. If he knew it was your money behind me, he'd throw you into the calaboose just as quick.
That's why I think it's better to eliminate him now. With Marshal Fleming out of the way, the Law and Order League, which I head, will break up and we can have things our way.
I guess you're right. Especially if we can get his own son to do the job first.
Exactly.
But what if Marshal Fleming guns down Billy first?
Then he's through in Roswell anyway. That Law and Order Committee the townspeople have organized won't stand for a father killing his own son. I'll see to that.
Well, I reckon there's no harm to my meeting young Billy anyway.
Just a minute, Boyd.
Well?
I just got to remembering. It was you Billy covered for when he went to jail for cattle rustling. He still doesn't know you left him stranded as a decoy for the marshal to arrest so that you could escape.
And he's not going to know.
He'd want to kill you if he did.
Yeah. All right. When Billy gets back to Roswell, there'll be a gunfight. When it's over, there'll be one Fleming dead. Billy ought to be coming out of the main entrance of the jail here, Jake.
Wish you'd hurry, Boyd. I'm tired of leading this jug-headed bronc we brought for him. Whoa, you mule-headed broomtail.
Whoa, whoa, boy. Well, there he is now. Hey, Billy. Howdy. Hey, Billy, how are you, boy?
Howdy, Billy. Hey, you look fine.
Howdy, Boyd. Howdy, Jake. What are you two doing here?
We brought your horse, Billy. You didn't think your old friends would go back on you. We're riding back to Roswell with you.
What's the matter, Billy? You going high hat on your old friends? Come on, climb into the saddle, boy.
How'd you know I was getting out today?
News is all over town, Billy. Everyone knows it.
Get up. Yep, that's fact. Get up, you.
Get up there. Who's talking? What are they saying?
Well, I don't rightly know how to tell you.
Tell me what?
It's sort of a touchy subject, Billy.
Well, don't be so cagey. What is it?
It's about your father.
Yeah?
The talk around town is that he's threatened to kill you if you come back to Roswell.
You're lying.
Yes, Jake.
That's what they're saying, Billy.
So my old man's looking for a showdown.
Of course, the smart thing to do, Billy, would be to keep out of town.
Sure. Then you won't have no trouble with your paw.
I stopped thinking of him being my father the day he arrested me. As far as I'm concerned, he's just another marshal.
Now, we'll back you up, Billy, whenever you go to make your play.
I'm going back to Roswell. I won't force a fight, but if my father draws on me, I'll kill him.
Not much farther to the jail, Cisco. We soon see young Senor Billy.
Si, Pancho. It's too bad we are so late. I wanted to meet young Senor Billy just as he was released.
Pancho, sorry this horse we bring for young Senor Billy throw the shoe.
That could not be helped, Pancho. He should have been taken to a blacksmith sooner.
Rider's coming, Cisco.
The one in the center is young Senor Billy, Pancho.
Oh, we bring the extra horse for nothing. Senor Billy already got a horse. Oh, hold on,
oh. Oh, diablo, oh, oh, oh.
Who are the other two hombres with Senor Billy, Cisco?
I have seen them in Roswell, but I do not know them, Pancho.
Cisco and Pancho, what are you doing here?
Cisco, kid. Well, he's probably come from your father, Billy.
Betty tries to keep you from going back to Roswell.
Why should we do that, hombre?
We bring an extra horse just for you, Senor Billy, to ride back to Roswell.
Careful, Billy. Might be a trap.
You be careful, hombre. I want to talk to you, Senor Billy. Alone.
See, Pancho want to talk to you by yourself, Senor Billy.
I'll bet your father sent him.
Ask him.
Well?
Of course we came from your father.
Marshal will not want to have to kill his own niño.
Did my father say that?
Yeah. What'd I tell you, Billy?
That proves it. If you go back to Roswell, he'll gun you down.
Are you mavericks trying to stir up trouble?
You're starting the trouble with your lies.
She's gonna lie, you coyote, you.
Who asked you to horn in, fat one?
Want to show you who the fat one?
You two mavericks are looking for a gunfight.
Cisco, we go for it.
I only shot the gun out of your hand to give you a fair taste of my fists. You lying sidewinder, come down off that horse! Try to shoot Pancho, will you?
Damn, Pancho, show you, you coyote.
You won't show me by talking, fat one.
If you cannot fight any better than you can draw a gun, this fight will soon be over.
You don't scare me, Cisco.
Stop it, Cisco. Quit it, I said. I mean it. I'll use this gun you shot out of Boyd's hand, Cisco, on you and Pancho.
Pancho not believe that young Senor Billy would hold a gun on Cisco and Pancho.
Well, you can believe it now. You're looking down the gun barrel.
What has happened to you, Senor Billy?
It's not the young Senor Billy Pancho teach to use the bullwhip. That young senor was a good friend to Pancho.
Get this, both of you, and get it straight. I did my time for that cattle rustling, and I'm a free man. I aim to come and go as I please.
That's telling him, Billy.
This ought to convince you two jayhawkers. Now hit the trail and kick up dust.
Senor Billy, at least listen to
Beat
us.
It. Go back and tell his father Billy's coming to work for me. Right, Billy?
Right. And you can also tell old straight and narrow Marshal Fleming he'd better make a wide and crooked path around me if he wants to stay alive.
And so you see, Boyd, it's all gonna work out the way I said it would.
Well, maybe so, Leon, maybe so.
Billy took the job from you, didn't he?
Yeah. I hired him as a shotgun guard to maintain law and order in my gambling hall.
Good. That puts a sawed-off shotgun in his hands at all times and for a legitimate reason.
What do you think I gave him that particular job?
One thing you overlooked, Boyd. What are you going to do if Cisco and Pancho take a hand and back the marshal?
I hadn't thought of that.
That's why you don't boss this setup, Boyd. Here's what you do. First, how many of your boys are available right now?
Oh, I guess Jake can round up about 20 of them. Why?
To get Cisco, Pancho, and the marshal when they come for Billy.
How do you know they will?
With Marshal Will Fleming's hot temper, you couldn't keep him away with wild horses.
Well, what about Cisco and Pancho?
If they live up to the reputation, they'll come along to try and stop the shooting. That's what I want your boys for.
See that they don't stop the shooting.
No. You get Cisco and Pancho when the shooting begins.
I'll see that it's done.
Not so fast. It has to be done right. Place your boys around the cafe so that the marshal and the other two are covered from every angle.
Looks like you're going to run the whole town, Leon.
Boyd, I've waited a long time for a trap like this. See that nothing goes wrong. I want them dead by sundown.
Knowing that Pancho and I would accompany our amigo, Marshal Will Fleming, when he had the showdown with his son, Billy, banker Leon Snyder set up a dry gulch. Unaware of what awaited us in Boyd Blackwell's gambling hall, we approached the death trap. It's a mistake, Marshal Will, to go to see Billy now.
See, the marshal too mad to talk sense.
That young whelp, taken up with Boyd Blackwell and Jake Thompson... being in prison ain't changed him a bit.
What do you intend to do?
I'll give him a chance to lay down his guns and talk reasonably.
And what if Senor Billy not lay down his guns?
Then I'll have to treat him the same way I'd treat any other gunslinger who threatened me.
As an amigo to both you and Billy, Marshal Will, let me try something.
What, Cisco?
See, Cisco, what you try?
If Billy does go for his gun, let me try to shoot it from his hand.
Oh, it's better to let Cisco do this, Marshal Will. Cisco able to shoot a gun from Senor Billy's hand?
No, by thunder. It's my job. And if that son of mine's a kind of a skunk to draw on his own father...
Well, Marshal Will, he your own niño.
I ain't never forgot it. Here's Blackwell's place now.
That's far enough.
Well, Billy?
Hold it. Take another step and I'll drop you.
Santos, we've walked into a trap. Those hombres are staked out waiting for us.
Madre mia, those bandidos all got their hands nearly gone.
Are you going to use that shotgun on me, Billy?
Not unless you make me.
Those hombres are waiting for me to make a move.
Oh, not try to shoot the gun from Senor Billy's hand, Cisco.
What's all the whispering about? Well, Marshal, I'll give you three to get out of here. One. Two.
You will not fire that gun, Senor Billy. You are not a killer.
Stay where you are, Pancho.
No, Senor Billy. If you're going to shoot your padre, you got to shoot your old amigo Pancho first.
I'm not shooting anyone. All right, Marshal. I'll go with you.
Don't be a fool, Billy. They'll gun you down as soon as you get you outside.
That's right, Billy. Stand your ground. We'll back you.
Yeah.
I don't need no backing. I know what I'm doing.
Bueno, Senor Billy. Very well, hombres. Stand back. We are leaving here.
You three ain't going to walk out of here alive. The odds are against you. We're 20 against you three.
You're wrong. There are 20 of you against four of us.
What's going on here? What's all the commotion?
Allie, Leon.
What's going on here, Marshal?
It's strictly a family affair, Leon.
Why, hello, Billy. Glad to see you back.
The Marshal, Cisco, and Pancho came in here looking for trouble.
Well, if Billy says it's a family matter, none of us have a right to mix in, Boyd.
Now look, this is my place, Leon. These are my boys.
That's true, Boyd. And you're not part of the Marshal's family. Billy said it was a family affair.
Come, we are leaving. You, Blackwell. I hope that soon we will meet again when the odds are not so high in your favor.
See, then you'll learn a thing or three.
We'll be glad to accommodate you any time.
Shut up, Boyd. Use your head.
That's what I should have done a long time ago, Leon. Use my own head.
Get rid of the boys.
All right, boys. Go on about your business. What about the piano, Professor?
So, you should have used your own head. If you had, you'd still be rustling cattle.
Well, I'm not, Leon.
What are you getting at?
I control all the gambling in this town. I aim to keep it for myself, now that the fight's out in the open.
You sound like you're cutting me out, Boyd.
That's just what I'm doing. I don't need you anymore with your pussyfooting and law and order committee. If I had my way, we'd have been rid of that marshal a long time ago.
You cheap cattle thief. You don't think I'm going to let you get away with this, do you?
Try to stop me, and there'll be plenty more of this. Now, pick yourself up and get yourself out of here. You're washed up in this town, Leon.
All right, boy, you win. You know I'm no match for you physically.
You're lucky. If I had been, I'd have killed you.
It is very clear, after hearing what you both have to say, that you are pitted against each other.
See, that Blackwell Coyote tell a big lie to young Senor Billy about his padre.
That's right, Pancho. And Leon Snyder lied to me about Billy.
I always knew there was a big boss over Boyd, but I never suspicioned it was Leon.
After seeing the way those hombres in the gambling hall reacted toward the banker, I think your suspicions are well-founded, Senor Billy.
But why that banker Coyote? He saved us when we in the bad fix. Why?
That's just what I aim to find out, Pancho. I'm going over there to see him now.
Want me to remain in the marshal's office, Dad?
Well, from now on, the marshal's going to need a deputy. Will you take the job, son?
You mean... I sure will, Dad. Thanks.
Pancho's so happy to see the padre and his niño together again. Make Pancho very happy.
Control yourself, Pancho.
Si, control yourself, Pancho.
Glad to see all you boys together. I've got some news for you.
Well, my deputy and me were just on our way over to see you, Leon.
Your deputy?
That's right. My son, Deputy Marshal Billy Fleming.
Well, glad to see you're following in your father's footsteps, Billy.
Senor Billy not can follow in his padre's footsteps. Senor Billy not got the same size foot.
What was the news you mentioned, Senor Snyder?
Yes, the news. Well, as head of the Law and Order Committee, I've been doing a little investigation on my own.
Yeah?
Madre mia, Cisco. Those bandidos from the gambling hall, they riding this way?
They're coming after me. And must have seen me come in here. You have to protect me, Marshal.
How is it that you, who gave them orders before, are now afraid of them?
I told you I was acting for Law and Order. I came over here to tell you about them.
Looks like we're in for a fight.
All right, Billy. Bar the door. Now take them. Cover all the windows, boys. And if it's a fight they want, we'll give it to them.
There are too many of them. We'll never get out of here alive. You've got to protect me.
All right. You in there. Are you coming out or do you want us to come in and get you?
Come ahead, you coyote. Let us see if your actions are as brave as your words.
Oh, bueno, Cisco. That shot so close that boy bandito would make him jump for cover.
Hold your fire, boys. Hold it. Lift that log off the hitching rack and batter that door down.
Let's get him out of there and hang him.
Yeah,
madre mia, Cisco. Those bandidos, they come in here after us.
Get your guns ready, boys, and make every shot count.
You yellow varmints, come in and get a taste of lead.
We cannot hold them off. I think we can capture them, Marshal Will.
How, Cisco?
Pancho, get the door of the large cell wide open.
What, Cisco? Doing?
Hurry, Pancho, andale. Señor Billy, when I give you the signal, take the bar off the front door.
Don't let them in. They'll kill us.
By thunder, Cisco, I believe it's going to work.
Here they come.
They're almost to the door.
Wait for them to get closer. The force of their running and the weight of that log will carry them right into the cell.
Now, Cisco?
Now!
Good work, Pancho! Slam that cell door!
Oh, Pancho, catch these banditos like a string of fishes.
Lock them up and hold them, Marshal Will. Señor Billy, you and Pancho come with me.
They won't go nowhere, Cisco. All right, Leon, you get in there, too. That's where you belong.
Why we run so fast, Cisco?
Boy, Jake and another hombre ran back to the gambling hall.
Now we will finish that fight you interrupted, Señor Billy. And you can help us.
I sure want to, Cisco.
All right, boys. Let him in.
Bueno, Cisco. Shoot the gun from the hand of that boy, Blackwell.
Guns or no guns, let's get him.
I'm going to kill you with my hands, Cisco.
Not unless you fight better than you talk.
Macho, get your gun, you Jake Thompson coyote.
I can beat you without a gun.
Just as I thought. All talk and no punch. How are you doing, Señor Billy?
Doing fine, Cisco. I remember all you taught me about fighting. There. That finishes this one.
You need any help, Pancho?
Pancho not need no help, Cisco. This party the whole talk and he no punch neither.
All right, Deputy Marshal Fleming. I hope you have room in your jail for these pack rats also.
I'll see to it personally that we find room for him, Cisco. Behind bars from now on.
Well, this is as far as we ride with you, Cisco.
Sure wish we could go farther, but we got to get back to town.
See, I understand, Señor Billy. Well, Marshal Will, would you be as happy with any other deputy?
No, Cisco, nor would I be as proud.
Pancho feel much better leaving Roswell than when Pancho first come to Roswell.
I know what you mean, Pancho. I'm sure sorry I didn't listen to you and Cisco when you came to meet me.
Now is a very good time to clear up a little matter.
Yeah, well, what's that, Cisco?
Tell me the truth, Marshal Will. Would you ever really have shot Billy?
No, Cisco. I'd have let him shoot me first. It was just that dead, blame temper of mine talking.
And you, Senor Billy?
Well, after all, you always said I have the same dad blame temper my dad has.
I just wanted to be sure each of you heard the other say it. Adios, amigos. Hasta luego. Up, Diablo. Come on.
Hasta luego, amigos, from Pancho to Golo. Go.
Adios, Cisco. Adios, Pancho.
Adios, amigos, and come back soon.
Cisco.
Si, Pancho.
Marshal Whelan and young Senor Billy, they find out all the truth about those bandidos.
And now those bandidos are in jail.
Si. They make lots of troubles with their lies.
Si, Pancho, they did. Nothing that is false ever does anybody any good.
Nothing that is false ever do nobody no good?
No.
Oh, Pancho, not think that so, Cisco. Pancho's Uncle Jose not believe it neither.
Why does your Uncle Jose not believe nothing that is false ever does anybody any good?
Well, Uncle Jose not believe it because Uncle Jose got false teeth and they do him a lot of good.
Oh, Pancho!
She's gone.
Oh, diablo!
Go now, go now!
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid. Be sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of the Cisco Kid. The Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Mel Blanc.
This has been a presentation of OTRWesterns.com, and we hope you enjoyed. Please take some time to like and rate our shows in your favorite podcast application. Follow us on Facebook by going to OTRWesterns.com/Facebook. Join in the conversation by going to OTRWesterns.com/Discord. And don't forget to send us an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. This episode is copyright under the Attribution, Non-Commercial, Share-Alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. Have a great day, and again, thanks for listening.